I had the illustration at my seat a few moments ago because of the transition that is happening in the ministry to go to a deeper dimension of the supernatural. And if you notice something, the Holy Spirit wants me to ask you that you notice something. The emphasis is taken off of people. With these songs, the emphasis is on Christ. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? Now, your body and your natural man is more sensitive to feeling. It rather emotion. Now, there's a divine emotion, but that emotion comes only after you have been in his presence. Sometimes we get emotionally and never get in his presence. We just have the emotion. So you see these songs, if you listen to these words is putting the emphasis on him, not on them, not on the singers, not on the musician, but on him. Yet they're playing a part. Yet everybody has to be recognized in their position. This is all about him. We are on the stage on his behalf. Even what I preach this morning is about him. It's not about me. And so to break this yoke of bondage that have been over the church so long of just entertainment and a good time without a real, listen to me, without a real visitation. Where people get new kidneys and new hearts, new limbs, extension to their life as Hezekiah got 15 years. This is the bridge of the supernatural. We meet here. That's why I read the significance of communion. We're going to live out the 120 years that the Lord wants us to live, because the 70 and 80 wasn't for the church. He was talking to the children of Israel. Ours is 120. Word. Without a stick. Without rest home or tender. The only way we're going to get there is this type of emphasis, this type of praise, this type of worship, the type of gospel we preach it. Not just to arouse a person emotion, but to get them in the presence of Almighty God that they can get an answer and testify. Look what the Lord has done for me. Too often, my brother. Too often, people been coming to church, but they don't come, they don't get a visitation. The emotion comes first. And we're jumping around, leaving with the same limp. Same high blood pressure. You follow what I'm saying? But if you activate the spirit properly, oh my, miracles, signs, and wonders will begin to perform in your house. So that's what it's all about. Grab your Bible. Galatians chapter 2. Grab your Bible. Now, don't be familiar with this verse, because we're about to see some things this morning, and you can't be familiar with this verse. This verse has been quoted. You may be seated. This verse has been quoted many times, but it will be from a different perspective. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. How to live in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. With Jesus' faith. what was Jesus using to cause all these things to happen those 3 years in his ministry? Well, number one, we know he was using the anointing. He told him he was anointed. But by the same token, Jesus had faith in his Father, faith in God. And so many times, we only try to live by the faith we have. But specifically, we are told to live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, as the Bible says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same faith caused all the things to happen in the gospel. The same faith that Jesus used in the gospel, we have. Actually, Jesus is faith. See, we often talk about, you know, we know that so that faith, Romans 10:17 says, so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That is true. But when you're hearing the word of God, you're hearing the Father talking about Jesus. So when we begin to understand that it's not just a little faith we can muster up within our spirit, but we have the ability to operate and function in the same faith that Jesus functioned in. Now, how much result did Jesus get? Jesus' faith made a whole lot of things happen, didn't it? Didn't it? I mean, if you've been reading the Bible, in it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can see how Jesus used his faith to cause many things to happen. Then you see the apostles coming behind him in the book of Acts and using that faith to cause a lot of things to happen. So in this verse, you have the crucifixion, you have Jesus' crucifixion, your crucifixion, Jesus' resurrection, your resurrection, and then it tells us about this supernatural faith that we can use in any situation and cause nothing to be impossible. So look at your neighbor and tell them nothing is impossible when you use your faith properly. Wow, I like that. Nothing is impossible when you use your faith properly. So in order to use your faith properly, you're going to have to use it the same way Jesus used his. All right? Now look at that scripture, Galatians 2:20. I am. Now, right there, I want you to make a note of your I am-ness. You see? I am-ness. Because he is I am, that means I am I am. Because I'm connected with his I am-ness. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life that I now live in the flesh, the life that I now live in the flesh, watch what it says now, I live by the faith of what? The faith of the Son of God. Now here's his crucifixion and his resurrection and his ascension. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Right? Come on over here. Right? Right? See now, look at it again now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I had a resurrection. See? Just like he died, I died. Just like he rose, I rose. So now, if I died like he died and I rose like he rose, I should live like he lived. And so in that scripture, the life that I now live in the flesh, how many of y'all are in the flesh? I know some of y'all think you're all spiritual, but you in the flesh yet. All right. The life that I'm living now in the flesh. But I live above the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Got it? Now, when you do not live by the faith of the Son of God, here's what you do. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, Verse 8. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, hold your finger there because you got to come back. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, here's what you do. You frustrate the grace of God. When you don't live by the faith of the Son of God, you lose favor. Yeah, you lose favor. There's a lot of favor God has in store for you, but that favor, you got to be working in the right kind of faith for that grace or that favor to take a hold of your life. You see how you say it? Ephesians 2 and 8, what it says? Hold up. But by grace are you saved through what? So you see the connection that grace will not work without faith. Faith cannot work without grace. So when you're using faith, what you're saying? God, using faith the right way, know what you're saying to that situation? God, favor on me. See, faith reminds you of favor. And favor reminds you of faith. So what I'm saying, because you got to hear it very clearly, many times people just trying to live by the faith they can muster and how much word they can get into them, but you should live by the faith of the Son of God. Same kind of faith Jesus had. Huh? You see that 21st verse say in the second chapter of Galatians? But Paul said, I'm not going to try to live by my righteousness. I'm not going to try to live by the law. I'm not going to even try to live by the Bible without faith. I'll frustrate the grace of God. It's not about me, it's about him. And then you'll start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. Divine sonship in divine alignment with Jesus' faith. What happens when sons and daughters, what happens when sons and daughters learn to live by the faith of the Son? Wow. What happens when sons and daughters learn to live by the faith of the Son? Turn to Hebrews. I'm going to show you what happened. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1. What happened when sons and daughters start living by the faith of the Son? Hebrews chapter 1. And I want to warn you, Satan want to push your soul out of alignment with God. And there you can speak the Bible and you can do everything, but if you don't get lined up with the way God said do this thing, faith move all the promises of God. Faith move all the possibilities of God. Faith move the person of God on your behalf. Hebrews 1. Verse 1. I want to read this to you. God, who at sundrise time and in divers manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom, now notice this, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now watch this third verse. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, watch this, and upholding all things by the word of his power. What are you using? Faith. Combination of your anointing, faith, God's word. Could it be possible that you're designed as a Christian to uphold everything in your life by the word of his power? Upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. When you're set down, that means it's finished.
The job was complete. That's why Jesus sat down. Now, by faith and through faith, supernatural manifestation and demonstration of the kingdom are brought to pass. By faith and through faith. No other way to do it. By faith and through faith, supernatural manifestation and demonstration of the kingdom is brought to pass. Amen. The same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. You heard that? The same faith. Listen. The same, because I'm going to take you to a scripture. If the word don't back it up, don't say saying it. The same scripture, the same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. That's why the scripture said, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that causes manifestation, demonstration, miracles, signs, and wonders, which is almost exempt from the church. We're just having service. When a man and a woman go to a bar room, they see some action. Somebody gonna fight, somebody gonna cuss, somebody gonna dance, somebody gonna clown, but they're gonna see some action. That's what they're gonna go to see action. Well, when people come to the church, they need to see some divine action. Not just as a bit about the Lord is good, the Lord's been good to me. Something should happen. And that's our transition. We got to transition into miracle workers, sign workers, wonders workers. People sit too close to us ought to get healed. If they rub against our blouse, against our coat, something ought to come out of us. Ooh, the greater one on the inside of me. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the transition. So now, Satan is aching. You know, like ache pain? He's aching right now because apostolically, this thing is changing. Now, I see some of y'all faces, you want your same old song. I look at you, instead of singing, you go to praying. Are you going to stop this? You can't stop this. No way. Forget this. When people start worshiping God, religion, tradition, prayer, nothing else can stop them. This is a new scenario. And God is about to bless some new socks on your feet. I'm telling you, some things about to happen. Right now, we're dealing with the rougher. But John, some things about to happen right here in the middle of this church. Miracles will start taking place. God going to send people who got a need. The Holy Ghost is going to meet their need right in the front of our eyes. And they're going to come from all walk of life. They're going to come from all cultures. They're going to come from all colors. They're going to come from everywhere. Because people are tired of religion. Nothing happening. Now you watch the scripture. Watch the sermon that I'm teaching. Watch the message that the Lord had me preaching there. See, he's getting us in a new position. Now he's telling us we got the same faith Jesus had. Meaning we can get the same result that Jesus is getting if we use it right. Right? Oh, I got more to tell you. Sit down. I got more to tell you. Wait a minute. I got more to tell you. Absolutely. The same faith that Jesus lived by and brought forth miracles, signs, and wonders has been given to me. I need that to register. I'm gonna take you to the scripture, but I need that to register. I need that to register. I need your mind, your soul. Let that register. You need to let that register. Let it register.
Turn to Hebrews now again, chapter 2, verse 4. God also bearing them witness. Both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. We have to have some evidence. If we're going to be a church in this area, in this region, we just can't come to church. We have to activate the power of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see this. Wait a minute, let's go take a little further. Receiving greater potentials of Jesus' faith by what is written in the Word of God. Now, turn to Romans, as some of y'all don't know, Romans 10:17. Says, so then faith come on. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Because I say the Word of God is faith. The Word of God is Jesus also. See, the Word of God is Jesus' life being emptied into you. You know what I said? When the Word of God goes in, is Jesus' life being emptied into you, Jesus' faith being emptied into you, Jesus' miracles being emptied into you, Jesus' sign being emptied into you, Jesus' wonders, and I got news for you. They're already in there. Hallelujah. You see Romans 10:17? Because I'm not going to turn there. I'm going to turn to another scripture. I want you to see something. Go to Galatians chapter 3. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Galatians chapter 3. You know, I had a vision over here when it was singing. And it showed me a log on the ground, a big log, about this, you know, big old log on the ground. And you want to move it, but you can't. Push on it. But if you get that log in a float, in water, you can push that log by yourself. And so we're trying to get Word of Life in a flow, so we won't be a log sitting here waiting for the same old biscuit. Papa got a brand new baker shop. It's a brand new flow. And the healing you need to get in your body is going to be just like that. Jesus said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, look what he said in the end. I am come, notice what he said, that you might have life and have more abundance. So we're going to deal with this might stuff and make it real. But you're going to have to rightly divide the word. You have to rightly praise him. You're going to have right preaching. You're going to have right listeners. Now, visitors, excuse me. I'm going to say something. And excuse me completely what I'm about to say. Let me talk about my insufficiency, my inability. But actually, you don't know what you have. You don't know the messages that I'm preaching to you on Sunday morning. You don't know these messages just are not normal.
Jesus could not do no mighty works in his own hometown, because it's not really in that Tom and Gladys boy. He from down there in Geismar. When the anointing is functioning, somebody has to have faith to make demand on the mountain. If somebody don't pull on the mantle, it's going to shut out. Do we not know? When I'm preparing these sermons, they preach so good in my office. I see the power of God, the glory come in my office when God give it to me for the body of Christ. But when I get here, it don't come out just right. You understand? Somebody have to have faith to make demand on the power of God, on the mantle, on the anointing. Somebody got to be withdrawing some stuff, putting it in their account. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, you read that in Romans chapter 4, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. So you receive greater potential of Jesus' faith by what is written in the Word of God. Now, releasing the spirit of faith by hearing and believing and speaking what is written. Releasing, turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. This shouting ground. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Shalala Masha. You need to make a demand on them. You need to make withdrawal. You need to listen real close. And when that deposit hits its place, you need to respond. Amen. Amen. Now here's in, Paul was talking about ministry here. But he gets to this 13th verse in 2 Corinthians 4. We have in the same spirit of faith. Call it not the spirit of faith. And look what he said. We have in the same spirit of faith. Now he's talking about them, but also the same spirit of faith that Jesus had. And we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written. All right, you got to know what's written. Right? Talk to them over there. You got to know what's written. You can't have faith without what is written. Then the next thing got to be what? I believe. What's next? You got to speak. You got to hear it. You got to believe it. And you got to speak it. That's the spirit of faith. We also believe and therefore speak. So you got to have a right word, a right hearing, and a right speaking. And believing. You got to believe right, see? Releasing the spirit of faith by hearing, believing, and speaking what is written. Got it? Let me go over it again. Receiving the spirit of faith by hearing, believing, and speaking what is written. Notice feeling was nowhere in there. Notice what it looked like was nowhere in there. Let me ask you something this morning. How it look? How things look in your life this morning? How it look? It doesn't matter how it look. You can change it. I'm going to show you a verse right now. It could change your life if you listen to it. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to show you the power of faith. If you learn how to use faith right, I'm going to show you. Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. You see it? Glory to God. I'm almost through, sure. Glory to God. Y'all ain't gonna see. I'll get to y'all next week. Glory to God. You know, I got a whole book out on this. Yeah, you frame your world with faith. Through faith, we understand that the world, all of them, was framed by the word of God. So things, what you're seeing was not made of things which do appear. Got that? Now go back to 2 Corinthians 4. I'm going to show you something else. Go back to 2 Corinthians 4. It was right over there a few minutes ago. But the Spirit of God called my attention to something in that chapter that we as Christians should understand that we're going to operate by faith. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I got to work this thing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to work this thing. Wait. Wait. We left. Go back to Hebrews 11. Go back. We got to work this because I got to work this so somebody see it. Satan tried to keep us blind when God tell us certain things. Go back to Hebrews. You're going to see this. You're going to say, yeah, I know it, man. I hear the dog barking. When we're hunting, a certain dog barks. My brother Roy, he's a veteran on the hunting. He said, that's a rabbit. Get ready. Now another dog barks. He said, ah, that probably ain't nothing. You got to know your business, you see. Now listen here. Listen. Hebrews 11 and 3. For through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. You got that? You with me? Huh? What the world was framed by? The world was framed by the word of God. Can't your healing be framed by the word of God? Can't your family? Can't your business? Can't your finances? Can't your health? Why you think he told us that? If I could frame all the world by my word. The problem is, the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Watch this. And the evidence of things, there we go again, not seen. The Bible says when a man or woman operating by faith, they call things that be not as though they were, because they do exist, but the natural man can't see them. All the blessings that belong to you exist right now. But you only will be able to cash in by faith. You can't look in the natural of your condition now. You have to call it. You have to speak it. You have to say it. You have to declare it. You have to decree it by faith. Notice what it said in Hebrews 11. Be seated. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. We started off talking about living by Jesus' faith, right? My goodness.
So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. You getting it? Evidence of things not seen. Now turn right back in 2 Corinthians 4:18. While everything that is against you is subject to change. And I want to tell you right now, here's the impression I have in my spirit. Get ready, we're about to change some stuff. I said, get ready, we are about to change some stuff. We're going to walk through this word, and walk through this word, and walk through this word, and build up, and build up, and build up, and start changing things. Are you ready to change some things? God, dog it, change it. Supernaturally. Notice 18 for you now. Sit down one more time, then I'm going to close it. 18 for you. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are subject to change. Heaven and earth to pass away. But my word will never change, never fail. You see? But my word can change it. But it can't change my word. Your situation cannot change the word of God. But the word of God can change my situation. Come on now. There is absolutely nothing impossible to the word of God with a man or woman of faith operating it. Because he said in Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me void. It shall up and prosper into whatsoever I send. This is one of my favorite, sir. This is one of my favorite. I'm going to give you this. We talked about receiving a greater potential of Jesus' faith, what is written in the Word of God, releasing the spirit of faith by hearing, believing and speaking what is written. Now, we come to this reality. You know, I told you opinion, argument, and fact can be changed by reality. Okay? And I told you a man who has an experience don't have to argue with a man with argument. Because if being rich is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's man-made idea. You got to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. You got to make your mind up. You're going to let God take you places that you haven't been before. Where your ugly cousins haven't been. Your ugly neighbors. And your ugly self. Mark 11. How are you going to preach faith without going here? Mark 11. The master faith teacher. A man who knew how to use faith. Taught us something about faith that covered every spectrum of our lives. He demonstrated it and then he taught it with a fig tree, you remember? Let me give you this. The realities of the truth of God's word in your heart and mouth will always produce the real deal. I want you to get this down now. Come on, let me tell you again. Realities, plural, of the truth of God's word
in your heart and mouth will always produce the real deal. Now, if somebody here got something they need to deal with, it, right now you need to deal with it as the Spirit of God teaches this. Let me give it to you again. See, truth change fact. Truth change opinion. Huh? Truth knock arguments out the way. Here come manifestation, demonstration, even my brothers and sisters, creation. The Creator's in faith. If I don't have what you're talking about, I'll make it for you. Are you here? You had Mark? You don't want to miss Mark now. You had Mark? The first aspect of this reality of the truth of God's word in your heart and mouth will always produce the real deal, is that Jesus in teaching faith after a demonstration. Now, people get tired of you teaching faith with no demonstration. That's, you know, people don't put they don't put enough demand on my mantle about wealth and prosperity. And so I just teach them, see, this $10,000 to $10,500 here. They put this on the jet. Cash money. Moolah. And the reason I bring, I could have left it there, anyway, but I show you all. Because I want you to know you can do this. What you think they're going to get back? See? Preaching faith with no result. If this man and woman sitting under my ministry for years was able to bring $10,000 out of cash, it's not the first time they did it. They're getting something. Something happening. Could it be they're pulling more than you pulling? Could it be that they're honoring the apostle more than you honoring him? I tell you, right here, I'm going to say this right now, Doc. Right here, right now. Y'all know in camp meeting, y'all know what them boys going to do, right? Y'all ought to be ready with a representative to knock their socks off. Don't let them come here and honor your man of God. I don't need nobody to come in and tell y'all this. I tell you myself. Because I'm trying to get you somewhere where you haven't been before. Y'all need to point a committee or somebody, Doc, and start getting this money together. And when they call out all these different names, say, where the Life Christian Center? $200,000. Come on, Gene, wake up. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. You see what I'm saying, though? Yeah, y'all don't come up here at them, where the Life Christian Center, $100. No, they come on your property. Your man of God, you got a whole year to do something. Trying to find $1,000 from somewhere, at least. I know I'm way out on the limb and the phone gonna ring, but don't make me no difference, because I'm trying to get y'all out of this curse of letting somebody else come in and get your blessing. I'm preaching to you every day. I'm preaching for you. Then when you come for y'all to represent, I got the same people represent. All y'all up in here eating now. Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. See, it just come out of me. I was trying to hold it, but it came out. Yes, sir? Ten down. You the man, get them together. You and William. Where William? Where that boy Ellie? Where that boy Ellie? Yeah, get them together. You and Ellie got a right to get them together. Call some meeting with the Word of Life. And point at Doc and ask him, what you going to give?
And what Jesse gonna give? I want it on tape around the world. You watch my internet. Y'all always sucking on my anointing. Y'all get it together. Internet group, get it together. I get tired of seeing y'all failing the test. You understand me? I'm your pastor. I have to tell you. You already know I'm rich. Matter of fact, I ain't got nothing I want right now. You know I ain't got nothing I need. But I want you where I am. So I didn't get here without putting a demand on a mantle. I placed a demand on a mantle. Two strong men. I paid a demand on Kenneth Hagin mantle. I played a demand on Fred Price mantle. And not just by hallelujah. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. This just don't happen. How am I going to train if I don't train? I said you didn't let this pass by. And they got certain people. But Pastor, I did mine. I know you did yours. But what about all your brothers and sisters in here? 90% of them. Act like you got a relapse in their memory. You're supposed to have a special honor for me here yourself. You let David and Dan and Pilgrim come here and just walk all over you. Then go back to their house and get blessed. And you still messing with the change. Hundreds of thousands of dollars moving right now. Millions of dollars moving right now. It's for the body of Christ. I'm already persecuted. It don't bother about me, but me telling you. Somebody got to tell you. I don't need to hire somebody to come tell you the truth. You need to know this. Got another man in here live like I live. I seen him visible this morning, him and his wife. They live big. That don't come by just coming. You got to do something. They give big. They done give big in here before. They know how to give. If you know how to give, you're going to know how to live. Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to close. I got 15 more minutes. Jesus. So y'all get y'all committees together. What is April, May, June, July? Yeah, man. The man come on, give $10,000 for July. Now, he's the same man bought this $10,000. Yeah. He might have some of your money. Was supposed to come to you, but it went to him because you didn't do what you thought. Oh, Jesus. Mark 11:22. We're talking about realities of the truth of God's word in your heart and mouth will always produce the real deal. And Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. When you operate in faith properly, you operate like God. How God operates. God said, let there be light. Light can't get contrary and say, I ain't coming. Because something more powerful than light has spoken. That's the way it's supposed to be in your life. Then Jesus gave us two, by speaking it and by prayer, how faith should work. This is how Jesus' faith works. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, unto this circumstance, unto this situation, unto this sickness, unto this limitation, unto this lack, unto this confusion, be thou removed. Be thou removed. And be thou cast in the sea. Watch it now. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What did Jesus say? He shall have what? How many of y'all want that? Some of y'all give your hand like this here. Somebody ask you, how many of y'all want this $300,000 up here? That's more valuable than $300,000. He shall have whatsoever he said. I've been traveling on that scripture for over 30 years. And that scripture has never lied to me. Matter of fact, I have to watch what I say or it'll show up in the driveway or in my mailbox. I want you to have that. Then he talked about your prayer. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever, what thing? What things soever, what things soever, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Y'all see that? Y'all seen it in the voice? Look at the voice. Look at the two voices. First of all, say, have faith in God, number one. And then they say, this is how God saith the word. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall what? What? Then he goes to your prayer life now. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, what he said, and you shall have them. Saying you shall have them three times. Why? Why? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, the sixth verse says, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's there. It's there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Right there. The secret of the faith life is to know that you have overcoming faith. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world. That's how Jesus kept overcoming things. Even our faith. Revelation faith. I'm closing. Revelation faith is sons of God who know how to frame their lives and God work in supernatural ways. Hebrews 11:3 again. Resting in divine proven truth that faith has the ability to finish what it starts. As long as, turn to Hebrews 12:2. As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Turn to Hebrews 12:2. I'm still in the framework of my time. Y'all know I preach hour. I don't care what time it is. Resting in the divine proven truth that faith has the ability to finish what it starts as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus. Look what the scripture says. Hebrews 12:2. Look what Hebrews 12:2 says. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So if I don't look at the situation and I keep my eyes on him, he got to finish it. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He made it. I say he made it. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's the way faith works. The condition look rough, but you're operating by faith in joy. You'll make it. Now, take these four principles down and take them home with you. Of five principles to having strong faith. The first one is, focus your attention on Jesus. Revelation 12:11, Hebrews 12:2. Focus your attention on Jesus. Or y'all gonna start operating in strong faith. So Abraham was strong in faith. He was fully persuaded what God had promised, he was also able to perform. So the first principle to having strong faith here is focusing your attention on Jesus Christ. That's Revelation 12:11 and Hebrews 12:2. The second thing is allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with you. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with you. That's Ephesians 6:18, John 16:13, Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14 says, men is led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Ephesians 6:18, I see my wife laughing, I'm going to talk too fast. Ephesians 6:18, John 16:13, Romans 8:14. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with you. The three, immerse yourself in the scripture. John 8:31, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest good to do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success. Remember that you are a commander of the devil and demon power. James 4:7, resist the devil. And your faith, where can you resist the devil? The devil tell you, you're not going to get that. I resist you in Jesus' name. My faith is working. And then, hang on to people with lack precious faith. Hang on to people with lack precious faith. It makes a difference. Those five things. Stand on your feet. Don't God get tagged. You copy it in school. Go ahead and copy all that person next to you.